Sell 'em all good, he objected strongly.
You'll do nothing of ye sort, sir. Them little uns need caring for.
Dymphnia Witherspike did not seem in agreement with Gergie.
Oh, tut, tut, sir. I'm sure a good long march will do the babes a power of good. Ain't that right, Oaky?
Putting aside a hefty fruitcake, Oakheart nodded.
Quite right, my dear. Oh, Colonel, might I have a private word with ye? A whisper in your good ear, sir.
The Colonel strutted over to where Oakheart was sitting. Leaning down, he bent his unbandaged ear at the florid hog.
Whisper on, sir. What do you jolly well want?
With a chunk of the cake clutched in one paw, Oakheart swung out, catching the hare a stunning blow to the back of his head. Colonel Crockley Spudderington fell to the grass, knocked out cold. There was an immediate uproar. Buckler ran at Oakheart, his paws clenched.
What in the name of blood and vinegar did you do that for?
Tragedia wailed.
What a cowardly thing to do, striking down a poor beast in such a sly manner.
Oakheart merely grinned, consulting his wife's opinion.
How was that, my dear? Did I do it right?
Dymphnia clutched his fruitcake-filled paw.
Couldn't have done it better myself, Oaky. You hit him right on the button, just as I did to you, darling.
The abbess hurried forward with a pail of cold water and a cloth.
Will some beast pray tell me what's going on?
Dymphnia obliged willingly.
My Oaky once struck his head on the tiller of our raft, knocked himself clean out. When he came to, he thought he was an owl. Egbert Woot fellow, we had to call him. We put up with him for 6 days, sitting perched on top of the mast, making owl noises. In the end, I could stand it no longer. So I climbed the mast when he was asleep one night and shoved him off. It wasn't really an owl, you see. Couldn't fly. Fell to the deck head first, knocked out again. Would you believe it, when he came around again, he was Oakheart Witherspike once more. I think it was the second knock to his head that cured him.
Abbess Marjoram rolled up her habit sleeves.
Right, let's see, shall we?
Whoosh, she emptied the bucket of cold water over the head of the senseless heir. He sat up groaning, wiping water from his eyes. He swiftly viewed the splendid feast, then launched into a tirade.
Yah! You rotten bunch of cads! Helping your bally selves to all this blooming tunk while I was asleep! I hope your scringy tails wither and drop off!
Buckler threw a paw about his friend.
Diggs, is it really you?
Wrenching himself loose, his companion began heaping a plate with all he could lay his paws on.
Of course it's me, you great blithering oaf! Who do you think it was? A duck with a top hat on? Call yourselves friends? What? Rotten! The whole bunch of you are. Lowly bounders and cads. What a slimy trick to pull on a starving young subaltern. I'll never speak to you again. Never! Especially you, Buck Cordine.